Pictures, King Charles leads Britain in remembering fallen war heroes. By Kurt Zindelka on November 12, 2023. King Charles III led the United Kingdom in honoring Britain's fallen soldiers in a Remembrance Sunday ceremony in London in the wake of hundreds of thousands of anti-Israel protesters taking to the British capital the day before. Adorned in the uniform of the Marshal of the Royal Air Force, King Charles led the nation in a two-minute moment of silence and laid a wreath of poppies at the base of the Cenotaph National War Memorial in central London on Sunday to honor the sacrifice of war heroes who gave their lives in service of the nation. The heir to the throne, William, Prince of Wales, alongside other members of the royal family, also laid a wreath during the ceremony. Queen Camilla and Kate, the Princess of Wales, watched the somber ceremony from a balcony overlooking the proceeding. As is customary, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and the opposition leader Sir Keir Starmer also laid wreaths at the cenotaph. The royal family and leading politicians were joined by some 10,000 British war veterans and 800 active members of the military, who marched from the Houses of Parliament to the cenotaph where they also laid wreaths to commemorate their fallen comrades. Over 300 armed forces and civilian groups were represented in the march, including 100-year-old veterans of the Second World War and children as young as 8. The ceremony marked the 70th anniversary of the end of fighting in the Korean War as well as two decades after the United Kingdom joined the American-led war in Iraq. The commemoration is celebrated on the Sunday following Armistice Day, marking the end of the First World War. This year, an estimated 300,000 people defied calls to remain home to protest on Armistice Day in London against Israel. The pro-Palestine demonstration was the largest of its kind and saw numerous instances of anti-Semitism, including placards featuring swastikas and comparisons of the conflict in Gaza to the Holocaust during World War II. Recent events have served as a stark reminder that we cannot take the hard-earned peace we live in for granted, which is why I am honored to lay a wreath on behalf of the nation in the memory of all those that have lost their lives defending our country and the values we hold so close, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said. I am determined to ensure we never forget the ultimate sacrifice they have made, he added. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to zindelka@breitbart.com.